The cost for childcare for a baby and a four-year-old in full-time care is now greater than mortgage payments in 35 states. Now, this is according to new research by a Child Care Aware of America. So why is childcare so expensive? Why is it hard to find quality care or accessibility to care, as well as what this does to our workforce? Joining me live in studio to talk about all of this is Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tama.
First question, according to Child Care Aware of America, here in Idaho, the average cost of center-based childcare for an infant actually costs more than a year of a home mortgage.
It does. And it's actually costs more than oftentimes college tuition. And what's interesting about that is that the cost of childcare continues to rise for a variety of reasons. And families are simply in a point right now that they cannot afford childcare. They cannot afford it. And when we talk about the average, it's important to note that doesn't include quality. So we're not even talking quality. That is just
cost.
The average cost. Yes. Yeah. So once you run into the high quality or you average that cost of high quality, that's going to skyrocket a little bit more. So
why are we seeing such rising costs, especially here in Idaho in particular? Because our wages are not comparable to the cost of childcare.
Sure. Well, you have to understand that the childcare, it's all private business. There's really no public system for childcare. And the cost of running business is high. So people say all the time, why is quality childcare cost so money? Well, you have to look at the ratios of child to adult. The most important component of a high-quality childcare program is that adult-child interaction. And the fewer children that you have per adult, the higher quality it's going to be. Then it's just the cost of running business, the overhead, the staff, the professional development. There's the food, the costs, and everything else is rising. But unfortunately, our wages aren't matching up with the cost of childcare.
What needs to happen then? Because this goes across all economic lines. I mean, particularly for people who are living at the poverty level. But this is expensive for a lot of families.
Absolutely. And the conversation is typically around our low-income working families and the cost of that. And what we're seeing is that about, for our low-income families, especially those at poverty line, they're spending about 69% of their income on child care, if you can imagine. That's just child care. That doesn't account for housing and food and everything else.
Right.
For families who are at the medium income level, they're spending about 20% on child care. And it's a challenge. And so this is not only affecting our working families, but it's also affecting our businesses and what that looks like.
And I was going to say that I was doing some research before the program, and the days of work people miss because childcare falls through or a child is sick. Mm-hmm. As we all know, if we've had our children in center-based care, if they get a fever,
you have to stay home.
You have to stay home for 24 hours.
Right. Right. It is affecting. And so I think that this is one of the reasons that businesses are really paying attention to this. And I'm seeing this across the country. Businesses are taking the lead and looking at how do we solve this problem? We need to hire a qualified, skilled workforce, working families. But people often forget, what about childcare? So our young families that are coming to work, what about childcare? There is a reason that the Googles and the Patagonias and the Amazons have on-site childcare for their workers because it is a benefit. It's just like offering healthcare. It's just like offering paid time off and all of this. If we're going to have a talented workforce, we have to start thinking about childcare in our communities. And businesses are really paying attention to this.
How about Idaho businesses? Where are they in this spectrum, would you say?
So I think that the conversation is starting. We are starting to have conversations with our chambers across the country. United Ways are really engaging the business community as well. I know in North Idaho, they're talking a lot about this. How can they sustain childcare for their business community? In Salmon, Idaho, they're kind of in a crisis. One of their only childcare centers just closed down. So 40 families are out of childcare. What do you do? You know, how are families going to work? So businesses are saying, okay, what do we do? The conversation is starting, especially here in Boise. It is one of the fastest growing
cities
in the nation. Childcare has to be included in this conversation, and people are talking about it.
And I know there are at least I can think of one company off the top of my head that offers childcare in Boise. St. Luke's Regional Medical Center.
St. Luke's and St. Al's.
St. Luke's mm-hmm. and St. Al's both offer that for their employees mm-hmm. on-site care. But that's two companies.
It is two companies. And also, you have to think about those are subsidized by the company. Mm-hmm. I talked to one business leader who wanted to start a on-site childcare for a few businesses, went in, and he started talking about profitability. And I had to say, there's no such thing as profitability.
You're not going to make a profit.
You're not going to make a profit on this. But you're going to see a return on investment, as you were talking about earlier, Gemma. You're going to see a return on investment with higher productivity in work. You're going to see less absenteeism. You're going to see a whole bunch of those things that really do affect the bottom line of a business.
I'm speaking with Beth Oppenheimer. She is the executive director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. We're talking today about the high cost of childcare in Idaho, but also around the country, as well as accessibility. Beth, I want to get back to what you spoke about in Salmon with one of their child care facilities closing, because that goes back to accessibility. We're mm-hmm. fortunate enough when we live in an urban area mm-hmm. that you have options.
Right. Sort of.
Sort of. there are more than one. How about that? But you go to more rural areas of our state, and we seem to talk about this on this program every day. We are a rural state, and we sometimes forget that when we uh-huh. live in these urban centers. Mm-hmm. There are places that have one child care facility, two child
sure.
care facilities.
Sure.
That has to play into this conversation.
Idaho has a large percentage of home providers, which is great. And a lot of families prefer that. It's really an individual, I guess,
preference, really.
But we're seeing a lot of home providers in our rural communities where what we're not seeing is the quality of those programs. So oftentimes our home providers can sometimes be low quality, and we really want to help boost those up. So we do a lot of work with child care providers at Idaho AYC to improve the quality of their programs. We do that through offering professional development. We do that through offering training. Our Steps to Quality with our Idaho STARS project, it really engages those child care providers to improve their knowledge and expertise around child development so that the quality of the program is really benefiting the child.
And quality of care. Though, I mean, when we talk about that and you look at the Idaho STARS program, mm-hmm. even in our larger areas, not every facility is part of that program.
It's true. It's true. And it's a voluntary program. And sometimes our child care providers, they get into the business because they like kids and they've been doing this for 20 years. And I've raised all of my kids great. And so I'm going to be, you know, just as good at this. It's a voluntary program and it's tough. And these child care providers, keep in mind, are very, very low income themselves. The average wage of a child care provider is $9.77 in Idaho. You can go to Walmart and make $11 an hour. And so it's as a community, really showing that improving the quality of your program is going to benefit children. It's going to benefit, you're going to be able to raise your wages a little bit in all of this. And so it's this vicious cycle, Gemma, of like, how are we looking at childcare in Idaho?
Right. And how does that play into it, though, when you also see a turnover sometimes mm-hmm. in childcare providers? And it is because they can't sometimes make a living wage.
Uh-huh. So that really speaks to, we're in a situation right now across the country in that families simply cannot pay anymore and providers simply can't pay any less. So what do we do? What are the solutions? I truly believe that this is going to be an issue that businesses, local and federal, state, federal government are going to have to step in and help sustain this issue, because we can't continue with our workforce and building our workforce if we don't have childcare for families, and who pays for it.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So is there a solution? Because as we sit here talking, it sounds dire, and it sounds like, okay, how in the world do we fix this?
It kind of is dire, and it's very complicated. I see in the future a lot of public-private partnerships. These are private businesses. It's not a public system. It's a private business, a childcare business. We're going to have private dollars and public dollars that helps us support this so that we can offer childcare to our working families.
And we can't expect, you know, the last thing I would think you would want is for all of these private providers to go away and have
Absolutely.
It be all public, because there are some excellent private providers.
Gosh. Absolutely. We've got a lot of programs throughout Idaho and in our rural communities as well that are high quality programs, and they are really stepping up, and families are just loving it. So it's really about that interaction too.
And then how do we get the legislature involved at some point? I mean, when we talk about, you know, that public funding, that has to come down to the state getting on board with this.
It does. And so what we have in Idaho is we have the Idaho Child Care Program, which is a subsidy program for low-income families. Unfortunately, those subsidies are only meeting the needs of families at the 130% of poverty level. So that is a subsidy program helping to pay for child care for working families. But once you, and that's about $32,000 for a family of four, roughly. $32,000, family of four, you can get child care subsidy. If you are making $35,000 a year as a family of four, you have no subsidy.
It.
So some of the things that the states can do is they can sort of tier that reimbursement system. And a lot of states are doing that. Idaho also does not put any state dollars into our child care system. It all comes from something called the Child Care Development Block Grant. And those are federal dollars that flow through Idaho. So a lot of states add state dollars to that system so that more working families can go to work and our child care programs can sustain themselves.
So if we had maybe some of that money, we might start seeing
Absolutely.
A difference.
Absolutely. And our businesses stepping up too. Businesses can offer child care as a benefit and help families pay for that.
Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you for coming in today. I think we could continue to talk about this. I feel like there aren't a lot of answers right now, but hopefully in the future, the more
sure.
we talk about it, we will
yeah.
have answers. Beth Oppenheimer was my guest today. She is the executive director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, talking about the rising cost of child care, not just in Idaho, but across the country. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you, Gemma.